If you're ready to live your life with passion, bliss, euphoria, and a freedom you never knew was possible, then this show is for you. Join celebrity host Dame Nicole Brandon, the world's top expert in reaching it all, as she shares her knowledge for unlimited finances, wealth, love, joy, and unbridled living. This is Passionate Living. And now, Dame Nicole Brandon.
Well, hi, it's Dame Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Passionate Living. It is the first show of 2016, and it is such a privilege and such a pleasure and such an honor to be here. As we've been doing these shows for the past few years, I've been able to bring people that were the top experts in their field, what I consider the cherry on the top of every Sunday. Those that have the keys, the tools, the techniques, the secrets, the windows, the doorways, the pathways, and the gates to that other side of living, to that happily ever after, that to that unbridled joy, that unbridled happiness, the unbridled passionate way of living that we know that we were always meant to live, the way that we always dreamed of and desired and always knew that we deserved. And we are starting the New Year's off with a bang. We are starting with the most spectacular of guests and being able to teach us how to lead and live a passionate life. We are speaking with Linda O'Keefe today from A Radical Shift. And as I was looking at her bio and looking at everything that she stands for and believes and helps facilitate in each and every individual and couple that she works with, it really is the moniker for leading and living a passionate life. And so, Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Nicole. I'm just really happy to be here.
Oh, it's such a joy. You know, I was reading your bio and it's amazing because, you know, you're a wife, you're a great, you know, you have five grandchildren. You are somebody who has done so much. You have a clinical social work background, an entrepreneurial background, a professional background. You're a speaker of, you know, relationships and so many, many, many avenues of the heart. And I guess one of my favorite questions to ask guests when they come onto the show is always the did you know factor. When you were five or six or seven and eight and you were a little girl, was there something in you that was innately helping people and caring for people? And was this something that was a spark in your heart always, or did something happen later in life that all of a sudden you stepped on this pathway to leading and living your dreams?
Okay, you're reading my mind now, Nicole. This is literally a question I ask so many people. Part of the work in A Radical Shift is about coming back to our original self. And we ask people, what were those sparks at the very beginning of your life? What was there for you just naturally before you had to think about it or before you were taught anything? And honestly, I tell people that people have always been my first language, that when I was 7 years old, I was in second grade, and they asked us to do a little exercise on what we wanted to be when we grew up. And I wrote that I wanted to be a missionary in Africa. Okay. So I'm not a missionary in Africa, but what I knew at a very, very early age is that I needed to work with people. I just loved them. I wanted to know how they ticked. I wanted to know everything about them. My mother has the story about me, how she had four daughters and I was the third, and she would go to the grocery store and she'd have all of us with her. We were 2 years apart. So then there was my older sister at probably, let's see, eight, and my second oldest at six. And then I was four and my younger sister was two or one and a half. And she would hit the grocery store and all my other sisters would either be attached to her because they had to be, because they weren't walking yet, or they were, you know, hanging on her leg. And I was running up and down the aisles at the grocery store asking all the adults, mostly men, are you happy with your life? Oh, are you happy in your marriage? And do you love your children?
Wow. That's, you know, it's funny that you say that, because I've shared on the show, you know, a couple times. And for people that have been listening, probably know the story. And for those that are just joining us, welcome to my world. But when I was four and I was in nursery school, I would never nap. And never, ever, 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 ever nap. And not only would I not nap, but I would wake up all the children that were sleeping so they would play with me. And they would have to put me in the yard. It's true. And what I finally realized a couple years ago, I was on stage and it hit me. And I said that I knew exactly what I wanted to do when I was four, which is to wake up all the sleeping people so they'll play with me. Uh-huh. I just now have a platform to do it. I'm traveling the world saying, wake up.
Oh, I love it. How perfect. What a perfect manifestation of that.
So I love that's who you were, this little girl that was running through the supermarket, caring about people and asking people. And, you know, I was looking at the radical shift and everything that it stands for. And I love the fact that you talk about accessing your essential self and the fact that you're really able to help people get back to that place to remind them of who they are and then facilitate the letting go process so they can find that core place and they reclaim who they are. And so what was the journey? Because I look at your background is absolutely astounding and talks about the 27 years that it took to actually pull this entire process together. Along the way, were you just saying, this opens someone and this opens someone and what if they just did this? Their life would be so much easier and better and joyful.
I think that that's pretty accurate. I would say that I've always been a person that kind of wants to get to the root of whatever it is. I kind of want to just drill down and go to the bottom. But after you've been doing years of personal transformation work as I've done, many times you spend I've spent a lot of time talking to people about, you know, what they think and you know, their personality and how they did this and what they did this and fears. And all of those are important. But somehow, somewhere in the last maybe 2 or 3 years, I just thought, you know, who we really are, we had with us. When we came into the world, we had some kind of signature energy. And so what if we just went back to that and tried to really embody that space again before we learned so much about who we should be? And what would it be like if we just moved into that and really allowed it to settle in our bones again? And so that was one of the reasons I thought, well, if people could have that experience again, then maybe a lot of these other things that they learned about how they shouldn't be, who they essentially are, could start to fall away more easily. And we wouldn't have to spend years talking about every aspect of it. Maybe more experience of the essential would allow the non-essential to more organically let go.
It's so beautiful. And I love the words reclaim and rediscover and embody. You know, these words that you're speaking of are so rich and they're so full. And when you hear them, there's something inside that just goes right. Mm. Yes. There's like a settling of knowingness within that. I don't know how to explain it, but it just feels wonderful.
Mm. Well, I'm very happy to hear that. I mean, obviously it does to me. And I love it when people have that response, because what I always hope comes out of my mouth is some version of a truth. I know it's a truth for me, and I know that for a certain amount of people that will resonate as truth for them as well. But when that resonating happens, it's just there's no... From my experience is there's no real argument from the head or from other parts. It's just like if you allow it to settle, it's just there as a truth. And it's really not to be denied. And that's a peaceful feeling for me.
That's really wonderful. I mean, it truly is. And it's such a great way as we talk about the new year. I'm so glad you're here. And I know that when we come back from break, I'd love to talk about, after you were asking people at the supermarket about their life, your next steps, because I know that you've done so much. You've created business programs and you've created core programs of creativity. And when I look from work and from play spaces, and it's amazing if you look at each step that you've taken along the way. And I know I can't wait to talk to you about your book, The Marriage of Sex. It's all so delicious and so exciting. But I think as we talk about the new year and this being the very first show of Passionate Living in the New Year, so many people have made New Year's resolutions. This mm-hmm. year I'm not going to whatever that is. Mm-hmm. But if people could make a resolution to reclaim and rediscover mm. who they were, mm-hmm. or their signature energy, or to embody the essence of which they came in and the gifts and the magi, and to lead and to live with that, I think that that's what we would want to make. I think that's the resolution, that we only actually need one, which is to step into the who we are.
Yes. Oh, I am so with you. That gives me goosebumps.
Well, I'm pleased you're with us today. It's just such a joy and such a pleasure. So more with Linda O'Keefe when we return here on Passionate Living, our first show in 2016, as we talk about a radical shift in reclaiming and rediscovering who you are and embodying your signature energy. And I love that her work talks about how you remind yourself of the essence and the core of what you came in with, and how you can let go of any stories or anything that's held you back from leading and living that magical and that marvelous and that glorious life. And maybe one more on break, you can think about what your core essence would be. And as Linda was talking about her childhood and running through the supermarket, is there a story in you from when you were a child that you can look back and say, that was truly the essence and the glory and the magnificence of who I'm meant to be? More when we return here with Linda O'Keefe on Passionate Living.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting with your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and tap into that innate potential you have to transform your life and fly high. Please join me, your host Monica Goyal, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Namaste.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors. Connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. I am back on Passionate Living here with Linda O'Keefe, author of The Marriage of Sex and Spirit, and incredible coach, facilitator, and certainly one with information, knowledge, and wisdom, and somebody that knows how to share it in the kindest, gentlest, most loving, open, and profound way in her program, A Radical Shift. And we are back, and it is just such a joy having you here.
Thank you so much, Nicole. I'm loving every minute.
So tell me, so you were the little girl running through the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I look, you've created amazing, creative, profound, life-changing, life-altering programs in business, in personal life, and I know that you're working with couples as well. And so share with me your journey or your magic carpet ride, because it's fantastic that you just keep going higher and higher and higher and higher and higher with this work.
Thank you. Well, my journey was, I think I would have to say that as an adult, even a young adult, it started when I was about to go to college. And without telling too many stories on my family, I would say that my father was one of these people that expected us all to go to college, even though school was not, I didn't fit very well into school. It's probably not too surprising, but I wasn't a big conformer. And, so he wanted me to go to college, and I told him that I would, but only if I could study social work. Now, if you ask me where that came from, other than me running around the store when I was four, there's obviously a thread that ran through that, but for some reason I just knew that social work, which actually was not a very predominant major, there were only four colleges in the entire country at that time that offered a bachelor's degree in social work, but somehow I knew I wanted to be a social worker. So he was not happy about that because, you know, social workers don't make money and all his stories. I said, well, I'm going to do social work or I'm not going to go to college. So it's your choice. So he said, okay, social work it is. So I got my bachelor's in social work, and then I worked for a while in the handicap field and that kind of thing, and got married. I had a couple of children. I got divorced. And after I got divorced, I was flailing around, not sure what I was going to do. And I happened to walk into a movie called Ordinary People. So for anybody who's listening that knows that movie, it is an incredible story of a young man who's dealing with survivor's guilt at the death of his brother, and he forms a relationship with a therapist. And when I watched the relationship between them in the movie, I walked out of the movie theater and said to myself, that's exactly what I want to do with my life. Mm-hmm. It was like, I just knew that it was a crystallized moment. So in order to do that, I needed to get my master's degree. So I'll spare you all the things I went through to do that. But essentially, it's quite the story. But essentially, I did get a master's degree in social work, and then I just came right out of that and started a private practice in the outskirts of Chicago. So I started there with therapy, and I loved it for a period of time. Then I found out about coaching, and I kind of branched into that, and I loved doing coaching. And then I found out about organizational coaching, meaning working with systems, and I love the concept of, obviously, even social work is a study of human systems, human culture. And I just loved, wow, how does that work in businesses? And how does that work in nonprofits? And how does that, you know, how can I help make a system more functional, or where everybody's doing more of what they want to be doing, therefore being more productive? And so that kind of flourished. And then I got interested in creativity, and I created a course called Core Creatives, and I did that for a period of time. I loved that. And let's see.
Now, Linda, it's so funny. I'm going to interrupt you for just a second, because as you're talking, and you talk about Core Creatives, which I'm so glad that you talked about that, because I love the title. Mm-hmm. A lot of your programs, you know, you talk about queer creatives and the inspiration station.
Yeah.
Or options for growth.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of these are right center into the who we are and into mm-hmm. the oneness and the knowingness. And so whether it's been in business or entrepreneurial success or in a creative space or even helping individuals in a way that you started, it's almost like you go right to the center each and every time.
Mm. Yes. Thank you for saying that. I hadn't actually really put that together until you said that. I think that that is my focus. I think that I always, want the root, the core, the, you know, straight to the center, as you said. And, so that's pretty much been the theme throughout my life with my work. And even though things have shifted here and there, so then I got heavily working with couples for a period of time, and I still do. Actually, then I became a speaker for PESI, which is Professional Education Seminars, Inc., out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and traveled the country speaking to therapists about couples work. And so I did that for a period of time. And I was part of the anthology, as you mentioned, of The Marriage of Sex and Spirit, which is a very fun thing to do back in 2007.
Absolutely.
Yes, that was, I love writing. I don't do enough of it. I really enjoy it when I do it. But that just came out of one of those synchronistic meetings with a man who ran a company, and they loved doing anthologies, and they were putting together a certain amount of very famous people. So within that book are chapters from Deepak Chopra and Gay Hendricks and
I love that. Katie are friends of mine. They're just
Oh my gosh.
So they're amazing.
You know them?
Yes.
I love him. I love both of them.
Yes. I love their work, and I love that you were part of it. And so I'm so pleased that you're talking about The Marriage of Sex and Spirit, and you're talking about your couple's work, because when I was looking at Radical Shift, I watched the video.
Oh.
And so you're working with couples as well as individuals. So how does that work when you're working with a couple and you're trying to get somebody back to the essence and to the core of who they are?
Great question. So really what I tell couples, and we've had one couples group. So I just started a Radical Shift. It's been just a little over a year. So we're still kind of new toes in the water. But the one couples group that we have had are still meeting. There are six group meetings that come after the weekend event. Those people did their weekend event last January, and they're still meeting because they love each other so much. They just continue to meet and support each other. But what happens, Nicole, is that we put both, you know, partners in the room. They each go through pretty much all the exercises that you would go through as an individual. But what we do then is add, how does that fit with your relationship? What do you see now about your partner? What are you experiencing about your partner going through looking at their deepest fear and their narratives and who their essential self is and their core values? What are you experiencing that now may shift the way you relate to your partner? And we keep coming to that, back to that. So really, it's like each of them get to witness the other go through the same process. And what we found is that when people do that, they are able to see their partner in a wholly different way. And that thereby invokes a different way of seeing them, of having empathy for them, of treating them, of being with them. And we have them talk about how will you allow your relationship to embody this new knowledge of who this person's essential self is, and that each of you know it for yourself and support the other person in being that essential self as well.
I imagine once you are that revealing and that honest with yourself in front of someone that you love and that loves you, so deeply that it must open the marriage and the relationship to a deeper level of intimacy and compassion and care and support like they probably have never even had before.
I would say I do have a video of a couple of couples talking about their experience. I don't think I'm doing a testimonial page soon, so it'll be up on the website, but I think it's at YouTube right now. And they do talk about feeling like instead of talking at each other, they actually stop and listen to the other person in a whole new way because they're holding this image and this experience of that other person being at kind of this core place of who they initially were. And it just shifts. It shifts the communication. It shifts the interpretation of behavior. It shifts the language. And so, yes, I think that it's hard to go back once you've had that experience.
Are people, and I know we're going to jump to a break in just a minute here, so we'll continue this as well when we come back from break, but are people surprised by their own answers?
Yes, frequently they are quite surprised. I think mostly because we learn so much to focus in our heads and think about things. And what we do in a radical shift is very experiential. So actually part of our goal is to get people out of their heads.
I love that. Well, when we come back, I'd love to talk more about radical shift and the process and everything, because it really, to me, is complete magic. And I think this is the greatest gift you can give yourself in the new year. Make a resolution to get to know yourself, to get back to the core of yourself, to access your essential self. And as Valentine's is approaching, if you love you, this is a great thing to do, is to learn yourself in a more profound and deeper level and learn who that person is inside that has wishes and wants and dreams and help make them come true. So more when we return with Linda O'Keefe here on Passionate Living on our new home on Om Times.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go? Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living with Linda O'Keefe, the founder of A Radical Shift, this incredible program that helps access your essential self. And it's just, I love having you on. Thank you for being our first guest of 2016.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Linda, one of the questions I always love to ask our guests is, this show is called Passionate Living. And so what does leading and living a passionate life mean to you?
Well, that pretty much means to me just following my spirit, my guidance. I find it that when I am just listening and I follow what I'm guided to do and move in that direction with joy and enthusiasm, everything I'm doing is passionate for me then. It's just, to me, the epitome of passion.
That's perfect. What a great answer. We should all live that way. It's, I just see people skipping through fields and dancing. It's this great joy. And I wanted to ask you about the process. So as you talk about people having their own intimate process, are people that come as couples or even as individuals, are people afraid to be honest with themselves? I mean, because I was asking before the break, are they surprised? Are people, though, actually afraid that this is going to sound stupid or this can't be right or that's not who I am? I'm not really a painter or a singer or art. Do people think this can't be true?
Yes, I think that they get a little confused because one of the things that we do in the experiential portion is that we talk to them about, you know, drawing something or creating a poster of something. And they're all, I mean, this probably, I'd say a minimum of 40% of the people in the room usually say, oh, I can't do that. I'm not creative. Oh, no, I don't have an artistic bone in my body or whatever it is. And I say to them, perfect example of what you were taught. Thank you for saying that. I mean, thank you for saying out loud who taught you that? Who said that to you? Why would you ever even think that? Because my perception is that if you're alive, you're a creative being. You're creating every single moment. It doesn't mean you're painting. It doesn't mean you're writing the next great American novel. It means in every given moment, each one of us have the opportunity to take an action or to think a thought or to say words that are uniquely ours. That's creative. To do something different than we've ever done before, to not repeat a pattern, to say, wow, I would have said this 5 other times, but today I'm going to say this. That's creativity. You know, people think it's something that's attached to being a great artist. It is really part of who we are as human beings. And so I encourage people to remember that. And that, so that alone is a little bit twist of their head, you know, and they want to know, are they doing it right? And am I getting this right? And I said, if it, you know, I'm going to momentarily channel Mr. Miyagi, you know, from Karate Kid. And I'm going to say, does it come from inside of you? And they might look at me and go, yeah, then it's right. That's it. There is no other right.
That's brilliant. It really is. And one of my favorite parts of your website, and I loved your website, by the way.
Thank you.
Was, of course, thank you, was, are you ready to meet your essential self? Mm-hmm. Just that question alone. Mm-hmm. It makes you just pause and just put a little stop click on your life for a minute. because it's such a big question and such a small question at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the simplicity, you know, back to the simplicity. I just think that because of how we've been taught, we truly make things 5,000 times more complicated than they need to be. I'm not by any means saying we don't live in a world where there are lots of different kinds of people and lots of things going on and, you know, thousands of ways people can be in conflict with each other or whatever. I'm not unrealistic. I just think if we could dial it back to what is essential, if we could find a way to come back to, okay, it can be as simple as I live through the core values or the essential self that I have, and maybe that not only will sustain me in the 3D world, as in with money and that kind of thing, maybe that will not only sustain me, but maybe I'll actually be even more successful because what I have in the material world will follow the energy of the passion and the essence of who I am and what I'm doing with that.
It's great. It's just fantastic. And when you talk about the radical root or the root that stops us, do you find that there's a common thread that stops most people, or is it just different for each individual?
It's always a fear. And I rarely say the word always, but I'm just going to say it in this case. It is a fear. And so it's different fears for different people. But essentially, one of the things we teach and we want people to understand is that from the time we're born, and for some people even before they're born, up to the age of 7, we have no filter. We have no ability to filter anything out. So everything we experience and we hear and that happens to us just registers in the subconscious brain, subconscious, and it is wholly then a part of who we are until we address it later. If we don't ever address it, it runs a program in the background. And so, you know, this is how we don't know that, because when we get older, we look back and we say, oh yeah, that happened to me as a kid, but it doesn't bother me anymore because I'm an adult. And it's like, there's no way it doesn't bother you unless you actually processed it at the time, whatever it was, unless you actually went through it. And most of us don't have the opportunity to do that. So, you know, it's a really big piece for people to understand that we have forgotten to recognize the things that have affected us in a time in our life when we're the most vulnerable than in any other time in our life other than when we're in old age, and what landed in us during that time that is still has an impact on us that we can unwind from, but you have to know about it first.
I love the process of being able to find those places and those spaces that have held us back from leading and living the life of our dreams. Mm-hmm. And it's so wonderful to know that in this year of 2016, that each of us have the opportunity to step forward and, as you say, to release all that's held you back and connect with the essential self or the essential you. Mm-hmm. And be able to really step into that essence and into that core and into that beauty, into that grace and into that space. And if you're by yourself, you get to share it with the world. And as a couple, you know, you're supported in the process of sharing it with the world, which I just think is a magnificent way to be in love and to share love with each other and with all those around you. So it's just fantastic. And I know we're going to jump to a break in just a couple minutes, but what's the best way, Linda, for people to work with you? Do you work with individuals on Skype? I mean, I know you're all over the world and that you're traveling and that you're speaking and that you have all these workshops coming up. And so what's the best way for people to find you and to work with you?
Well, the best way to find me is there is a section on the website if people want to go to a radical shift that says contact. So you can just click on contact, and it basically up at the top is my phone number. You're welcome to call me or email me. And there's a form here that you can put your name and email and how can we help you, and you can send that to me. I'm always caught up on my email, so I should get back to you.
Can you come to my house and do mine?
I know it can get very unruly, can't it, Nicole?
Oh, my goodness. I'm very impressed right now. I've been impressed all along, but now truly impressed.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I believe that response as quickly as possible to people is very important. I think that people feel honored when you've taken, you know, a few moments to just get back to them. And I'm not perfect at it, but I work at it. I work at it because I think it's, it lets people know that you value them. So anyway, so the phone, you can call me, you can email me, you can fill out the form on the website, any of those things, perfectly fine. And I have different ways that I work with people. So obviously I do coaching. I do some therapy still. I mostly focus on a radical shift these days. So I am actually in the process of creating what will be like a package of a radical shift coaching work with people that all will either prepare them to go through the actual program or will be there a standalone for people to take the principles that we use in a radical shift program and to use them individually in their life. See, part of what we do in a radical shift is we leverage the power of a group. So when a group of people go through this, whether it's a group of couples or a group of individuals, always the learning is exponential.
Beautiful. We're going to jump to a break, so I just don't want you to be cut off, but I would love to talk more about the group process when we return here on Passionate Living with Linda O'Keefe as we talk about a radical shift. And you could shift yourself into the core and the center of who you are and access and meet your essential self this year, 2016.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I've tried.
Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living with Linda O'Keefe, talking about a radical shift. And Linda, right before the break, you were talking about the support of a group. And yes. I would love to go back to that because I think it's so important. So many people think that we can do everything by ourselves. And I know my friend Raymond Aron one day, who's an amazing coach, was saying that when we have children, how we think nothing of getting them piano lessons or violin lessons or dance lessons or math tutoring or, you know, having a coach for their soccer team or basketball. But as an adult, we feel like we have to do everything by ourselves. Mm-hmm. That we, you know, instead of reaching out and finding the support of somebody else or figuring that somebody else has something to teach us that we might not know ourselves. And so I love the fact that you work with groups and bring that into the equation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very magical. It's very magical. And if I had even a dime for every time I hear somebody say, you know, I was really resistant to the group thing. You know, I just didn't want to go in with a bunch of strangers and maybe talk about things that were uncomfortable to me. And they said, and then I got in there and other people were saying things and I thought, oh my God, I totally understand that. And they said, I had this amazing experience. Here's what one person said to me. She said, I had this warmth just literally move from my feet all the way through my body. And all of a sudden, when it got to the top of my head, I heard, I truly am not alone. I am not weird. I am not. This is other people feel this way. Other people think this way. Oh my heavens, I belong, you know, and there's no way to do that without a group, because people, and they see all different perspectives and they see all different things people go through and they see all the ways in which people are affected, even if they're not affected by the same kind of thing. It's like, it just is an expansion of the mind and the heart and the spirit. And it takes courage. It takes courage to do it. But I think everybody who's been through a radical shift would say that that was a risk that was worth taking.
Just fantastic. I mean, truly. And, you know, and I went through some of the points of the trust and the clarity and the focus and the freedom of choice and the grace and authenticity. And all of these are just absolutely brilliant as far as markers in ourselves. And so I wanted to ask you, because I know that you're a mom and that you have five grandchildren, which I absolutely love. And do you find that you're teaching this to your children and your grandchildren, that other people can teach this to their children and grandchildren along the way so they don't grow up as stuck as maybe our society has become?
Oh my goodness, what a fabulous question. Well, not only have I taught it to my children, because when they were young, I was not the best example of what to teach them, to be completely honest. Going through my divorce and other things I went through before, I was very much healed myself. They got some of the wrong messages. And so not only do I teach them these things, but what is the extra treat for me, Nicole, is that both of them work with me in my business. So my daughter is my website designer. So this is the artist that she is. What you see on my website is what she created.
You can tell her she did a beautiful job.
Thank you. I think so too. I remember when she first showed it to me and I literally started crying. I'm like, Rachel, this is just gorgeous. And my son, Derek, who has a degree in film production, he creates all the brain retraining videos. So each one of them are created custom. So each participant does three of them throughout the course of the program. And he does each one of those lovingly by hand. And so that's been a treat for me. As far as my grandchildren, I think that the most important thing that I try to do is provide an environment for them in every way when I'm with them and even when I'm not, to influence their environment, to keep them as long as they can being that essential self. And to, when they have moments, like I have a 4-year-old grandson and he is just these, one of these little bright lights, and he went to school one day and another boy was mean to him. And he cried and he was crying, and I was just talking to him and I was saying, sometimes people don't know where they hurt your feelings or whatever, but it's okay to feel hurt. And I just walked him through that and everything. And I think that for me, if there's something that somebody in our field named John Bradshaw used to say, and he said, it is not the traumatic events of our lives that gets to us. It's the inability to express them. So if we can express them as they're happening as a child, because always things are going to happen to children. They're so innocent and open, and then somebody hurts them and they don't understand why or whatever. But if they can express them in the moment, then they can let them go. And they don't have to become this compression in the heart, you know, or if they're told, don't feel that way, or what's wrong with you, or are you stupid? That kid didn't mean anything. Go over and smash him in the face. None of that helps them process how they felt about it. So that's what I'm doing with my kids and my grandchildren right now.
That's fantastic. And what great advice for people. I mean, truly, to be able to, it's not the events that happen in our life, you know, but our inability to express them. And the fact that you are able to work with the kids in a way that allow them access to their feelings and thoughts in the moment that they're happening. And if we all had access to the feelings and thoughts, and I guess that's one of my last questions to you really is, at what point do people call you up and say, Linda, SOS? Is it when people are bumping into walls and they're all bruised just from, you know, trying to make their life work? Or are people coming to you that have fairly good lives and just think it could be better?
I think it's been both. I mean, I think some people have gone, for instance, just to take a radical shift as an example, some people have gone through it because they're at a place where they're like, I'm so tired of knocking my head against the same wall. I kind of understand why I am the way I am, and I've had some counseling or some, and I have all these great things, but for whatever reason, I keep doing it, or I'm not happy, or I keep coming back to the same place where I just feel like I want to crawl under the covers and not come out for 3 days, you know? And there have been other people who've come through that have felt like, you know, their lives are pretty good. They've worked through a lot of things, but they want to go that extra step and truly embody the essential self, meaning really in any given moment know who they are and live their life through that and make decisions through that.
Wow. Well, it's been such a joy and such a pleasure and such an honor and such a privilege to have you here at the start of our 2016. And I just love all the work that you're doing, Linda, and from that little girl that was running through the supermarket that had such care for the other people that were there, to the way that you work with your own children and grandchildren, and now an entire society and world of people that are finding and allowing them to access truly who they are and the gifts, and being able to share that with the world and themselves and their family and their friends and the communities and each other in marriages, and really absolutely brilliant work. And it's a joy to have you be our first guest of 2016 on Passionate Living. So.
Thank you so much, Nicole. It's been a supreme pleasure and an honor.
Well, we so look forward to having you back here again, and we would love to have you as well on our Hourglass Bride show, which is all about relationships, everything from marriages and couples. And that's on Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Pacific time and 9 p.m. on Eastern time. And it would just be wonderful to have you there as well and introduce you to that world of the happily ever after.
Oh, I'd love to.
Well, we look forward to having you there, and thank you again. And so for Linda O'Keefe and for myself, I know we are wishing you an incredible new year, a year full of health and peace and joy and prosperity and wonderment and love. And if you would like a copy of today's show, simply send a text message to 55678, 55678 in the messages, Nicole, and you can get a copy of today's show or any of our archive shows. Because I know sometimes people are writing so feverishly. And so we've created a way that you can make it easy and just listen to it over and over again, because this information really was so profound. And if we all can just lead and live our authentic lives. And I love the two-step process that you talk about, really being able to help people and remind them of who they are, and then being able to let go of anything that's stopping them from that process of living that life that they know that they were always meant to live. And so for New Year's, your resolution should be finding the authentic you. My suggestion. What a great gift in this holiday season, and always. We look forward to seeing you next week here on Passionate Living and Thursday night on Hourglass Bride. And until then, wishing you an unbridled life, a life of bliss and joy and true passionate living.